It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Global stock markets approach new records.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Japan's Nikkei Index hit a 4.5-year high today after jumping almost 4%. Now, you could give all the credit to a weakening yen, which is making Japanese exports cheaper abroad and thereby boosting business. But Japan is not the only place where the stock market is booming right now. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so, Stephen, not just about Japan, this booming stock market story.
No, this is very much a global phenomenon, with the U.S., in fact, leading the charge. The S&P right. is close to its all-time high. In fact, the U.S. is doing way better than Japan, than the Tokyo stock market. Tokyo, in fact, is still way down on its all-time high of 1989. But stock markets around the world, especially here in Europe as well, have been booming. It's been the best January for more than a decade for most of these markets.
And what's the reason behind this? Is this just people are getting a little more into risk now?
Yes, exactly. Risk on is the phrase. Investors are now prepared to take more risk and therefore buy shares, which generally are riskier than bonds and are certainly riskier than keeping your cash on deposit. The reason analysts give for this increasing appetite for risk is threefold. The three big worries that were keeping investors away from shares last year, the Eurozone debt crisis, the U.S. financial fiscal cliff, and fears of a hard landing in China, all three worries have abated. They've not gone away, but they've abated. And that's encouraged investors to flood back into share markets. All this, of course, helped by central bank money printing. The big risk, though, according to Bob McKee of Independent Strategy, is that markets are getting a bit ahead of themselves and economic growth is lagging.
The US is growing just at only 2% a year. Europe is not really growing at all. Japan is also stagnant. And unless we see faster growth, markets will get worried again that governments can't meet their promises on their fiscal and public finances.
And then he says we could see markets coming off the boil later in the year.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Well, as Stephen said, stocks mostly higher in global trading this morning. In Hong Kong, up 0.5%, up 0.3% right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 99 points to close at 13,979. That's about 1.3% off its record close. Well, starting this summer, for the first time since 1856, you will not be able to trade wheat in Kansas City. The CME Group bought the Kansas City Board of Trade in October and announced this week it is moving all wheat trading to Chicago. Jeremy Bernfeld of Harvest Public Media reports.
That's what it used to sound like at the Kansas City Board of Trade. Traders standing around the pits shouting orders, making those crazy hand signals you've seen in the movies. Now, most trading is done on the computer. It sounds like this.
So really all I do is the system makes a sound. That's an order going in.
Joe Barker buys and sells contracts on the exchange for hard red winter wheat, the kind of wheat used to make bread. He's the branch manager of CHS Hedging, and his office is in the same building as the Board of Trade. But Barker does almost all of his trading electronically.
That's made us more efficient. We can handle more customers. Their margins get better because we're able to charge them less.
In 2007, Barker says about 80% of his branch's trades were completed on the floor of the exchange. Now it's less than 5%. That's the way the industry has been moving. Over the last decade, exchanges in Chicago, New York, and Minneapolis have all closed or merged with larger exchanges. In Kansas City, CME Group says June 28th will be the last day for trading wheat in person.
For 157 years, the Kansas City Board of Trade was an integral part of the community.
That's Michael Browdy. He was president of the Board of Trade for 17 years.
Yeah, I used to tell people when I would take them and give them a tour of the floor that it was the place in Kansas City where more money changed hands than any place else.
Now, that money flows from computer to computer in nanoseconds. In Kansas City, I'm Jeremy Bernfeld for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, with faculty and research centers that put academic thinking into action. rhsmith.umd.edu. And by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
In 2011, borrowers defaulted on almost $1 billion in Perkins loans. Those are federal loans for the lowest income students. And now some schools are going to court to get their money. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Schools like Yale and the University of Pennsylvania have been in the news for suing their former students for unpaid Perkins loans. Unlike other federal loan programs, the college lends the money and is responsible for getting it back. Deanne Lunan is with the National Consumer Law Center.
They could be much more flexible and they have more discretion before they litigate these cases to work with borrowers and to provide some assistance.
But she says the law actually requires colleges to be aggressive. Harrison Wadsworth represents schools that participate in the Perkins Loan Program. He says lawsuits are the last resort, and the money recovered helps other low-income students pay for college.
Every dollar that is collected in repayment for Perkins loans goes to make education possible for a current student.
Wadsworth says defaults on Perkins loans have actually been falling. That may be because the dollar amounts are smaller than other student loans. He says the average loan is around $2,000 per year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, we will find out this morning which Monopoly token is being retired as Hasbro seeks to shake up the classic board game. The company held a Facebook poll to determine which piece should go, and it appears that either the shoe, the wheelbarrow, or the iron will be on the way out, which means my lucky piece, the Scotty Dog, is staying right where it is. And you can find out what your favorite Monopoly token says about you by going to marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
So you remember that one time? Are you sure?
They may even tell you something about the feelings they remember having at the time they saw that photograph for the first time. But of course, they couldn't have ever seen it before because it was completely made up with Photoshop.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Memories just ain't what they used to be, you know. Freakonomics Radio next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.